Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News, with a look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. Today marks 1 year since the Supreme Court struck down a key provision of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The High Court set aside the part of the Voting Rights Act that requires federal approval for changes to election practices in the South and some other areas. Janae Nelson is the Associate Director Counsel for the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. She's urging everyone to be their own Section 5 enforcers.
We don't have the provision active at the moment, but we need eyes and ears on the ground to make sure that we don't have a rollback in the voting rights that the Act has helped secure for minority communities in the 50 years that it has been in existence.
Nelson says in the years since the decision, there has been a number of areas that have instituted laws and practices that would seem to harm the voting rights of minorities. You can hear more from this interview this afternoon on All Things Considered. The only abortion clinic in North Alabama is expected to close within a week. Officials at the Alabama Women's Center say they'd rather close voluntarily than be faced with a state intervention. The clinic was faced with a July 1st deadline to bring its facility up to code as a surgical treatment center. Alabama Women's Center administrators submitted blueprints for a new location to the State Department of Public Health, but the department deputy general counsel Brian Hale says the facility's blueprints have not been approved yet. Hale says state officials are waiting to hear from the clinic's architect about plans for the facility's interior. Clinic Administrator Dalton Johnson says administrators will try reopening at the new facility after receiving clearance from the state. Alabama's labor commissioner is stepping down after a decade. APR's Stan Ingold reports Tom Surtees led two major state agencies for two governors.
Tom Surtees was hired as state revenue commissioner in 2004 by Governor Bob Riley. He then moved to the Department of Industrial Relations in 2007. He remained in the post when Governor Robert Bentley took office in 2011, and he became labor commissioner when the Departments of Industrial Relations and Labor were merged under Bentley. The 64-year-old commissioner says he has loved his job because it makes a difference in people's lives, and that was especially true during the recession. Surtees says his agency paid $29 million in unemployment compensation benefits to 115,000 Alabamians during the worst week of the recession. Stan Ingold, APR News.
The movie Selma will be filming in Montgomery at the state capitol on Friday. The Alabama Film Office says some streets will be closed as filming takes place at the front of the capitol and at the King Memorial Dexter Avenue Baptist Church near the capitol. The film is about civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. and the Voting Rights March from Selma to Montgomery in 1965. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Wednesday morning to you. Turns out to be a hot day across Alabama. Temperatures top out in the low 90s. We'll have a partly cloudy sky. A few scattered mainly afternoon storms are in the forecast. Now tonight lows near 70, becoming clear. As we go into Thursday, a decent chance for more scattered afternoon storms. Temperatures top out in the upper 80s on Thursday. We're in the low 90s on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A few scattered storms still possible. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.